At times, it even feels like we're moving backwards. We see it in the Middle East as the conflict between Arabs and Jews seems to harden. We see it in nations that are torn asunder by tribal lines. And most dangerously, we see it in the way that religion is used to justify the murder of innocents by those who have distorted and defiled the great religion of Islam and who attacked my country from Afghanistan.
That's President Barack Obama speaking just moments ago as he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in part for his efforts to engage the Muslim world. And in his speech earlier today, he accepted that award. But what about the rest of the Middle East? We're going to ask what the president has done right, wrong, and what he still has left to do in the Middle East. We have two guests to talk about that. We have Reza Aslan. He's a Middle East analyst and contributing editor to the online blog The Daily Beast. And Abdurrahim Fokhara is the D.C. bureau chief for Al Jazeera. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was one of the places, Abdurrahim, where he spoke about the Middle East at all. Were you expecting to hear some more from him?
I expected to hear something a little bit more direct about the issue of the Middle East. There were several indirect allusions to it. I found it really interesting that one of the first things that he hit was the concept of justice. And obviously that was going to be a running theme throughout the speech. The issue of justice with regard to the Middle East obviously has a true ring to it in the Middle East, especially on the Arab side, because they see or they saw in him when he came to power perhaps the best chance to get justice for the Palestinians.
And that's a good question for you, Reza Aslan. The Nobel Peace Prize Committee pointed to Barack Obama's outreach to the Muslim world as one of the reasons why he deserved this award. Now that we're a bit later on in the year, there are many Muslims who are expressing frustration or impatience over how far that outreach has gone. What do you think about that? Do you think that the journey ahead of him has to increase his outreach?
Well, I think the president definitely needs to be praised for the way that he has changed the very narrative of relations between the United States and Muslim-majority states, particularly in the Middle East. And that's no small matter after 8 years of a president who really saw the conflicts of the world in these civilizational terms, these clash of civilizations, if you will, between the West and Islamic civilizations. In some ways, he does need to be praised also for the way that he's reached out to Iran and the fact that his stubborn insistence on negotiations with that country has really exposed the fault lines in Iran, and it's had actually a remarkable effect within Iran, even though he's being criticized for it outside of Iran. But I think the reason that he didn't bring up the Israeli-Palestinian situation much more than just sort of a passing reference to it is because it's been a miserable failure on his part after creating such massive expectations for a just peace between Israel and Palestine. He has, I think, displayed or proved what I think many people always realized, and that's that when it comes to the relationship between the United States and Israel, Israel wears the pants. I mean, to say to Israel in no uncertain terms, you must, without exception, immediately cease all settlement activity, and to have the Israelis say to him no, and to basically have nothing in response, is to show an enormous amount of weakness. So I think that's really where his greatest failing when it comes to the Middle East lies, is in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Abdurrahim, I want you to listen on this very topic to a call from one of our listeners, Troy in North Dakota.
Good morning, Troy from North Dakota. I think everyone is thinking it, but also hesitant to say it because it's too monolithic of a burden to place on a person. But I believe that Obama's challenge is to be that shepherd who brings about a lasting peace agreement in Israel-Palestine. I hope and pray that he is that leader.
What do you think, Abdurrahim? Is that...
Well, you know, the problem of President Barack Obama with the Middle East is that he created a lot of expectation. As the caller said, a lot of people in the Middle East thought this is it. This is the man who's going to do something about the Middle East issue. And I take you all back to that famous meeting that he had with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House after Netanyahu's first visit to Washington. And he was clear, and he said the issue of Palestine should be top of the agenda. And he was clear about the issue of settlement. Settlement, he said, must freeze at a time when there was international consensus that unless you sorted out the issue of Israeli settlement in the West Bank, you're not going to get a deal. And then we saw backpedaling on that on the part of the administration, saying Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered to freeze the settlement for 10 months, and that's a really an unprecedented measure, and the Palestinians should go along with that and start direct negotiations with the Israelis. So the gripe that the people in the Middle East now have with President Barack Obama is not so much that he is unable to solve the problem. They've been used to that with previous U.S. administrations. It's the fact that he made a promise that he doesn't seem to be able to stick to.
The narrative of the settlements policy in Israel and the occupied territories, of course, is a long one, and that's really not the subject of Barack Obama's speech. And we should say the people of Israel are in the Middle East, and they might not have the same gripe that others might have. But are both of you saying that the failure on the part of Barack Obama to even make a veiled reference to Israel in this speech is a failure of the speech and of his policy? Reza, you first.
I think that it's, you know, it's an embarrassment. It's a source of embarrassment, really. Let's make it very clear. This was to be the hallmark of his foreign policy with the Middle East. To say that he had grand expectations is a bit of an understatement. And it's been such an absolute miserable failure on his part that to bring it up would be to be laughed out of the hall.
Okay, Reza Aslan is the Middle East analyst and contributing editor to The Daily Beast, and Abdurrahim Fukara is the D.C. bureau chief for Al Jazeera. Thank you both for joining us. More on President Obama's speech from Oslo coming up.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.